Good morning, everyone. Let us turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians 10. And we'll read from verse 1 to 14. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 to 14. For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our brothers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they were drinking from a spiritual rock, which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness. Now these things happen as examples for us, so that we would not crave evil things as they also craved. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and stood up to play. Nor let us act immorally, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor let us try the Lord, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents. Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instructions, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Let's go into a word of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you so much for this morning, Lord, where we can come and gather before you and just give you our first fruit of the day in relations to time. And may it also be in our heart as well, that our heart will be devoted to you today, God, that we will allow you to come and move in us and allow you to dictate the day for us. Allow you to be the Lord of today, Lord of us today, God. Please allow, continue to minister to us. Holy Spirit, please come and speak to every one of us here today, God. We love you here in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I was reading through this chapter, and I just thought that it was a really good reminder, actually, for me, and I hope for us as well, that, you know, the fact that no one is an exception, that everyone is able to fall. And it's a very sobering message to me as I read it. From the very beginning, you know, he talks about the Israelites being saved, and one after another, the things that they did actually were not pleasing to the Lord. They were idolatrous, they became immoral, they tested and tried the Lord, they grumble. And then I was quite shocked with a few of the verses, because it says, now these things happen as examples for us, so that we would not crave evil things as they also do. And so I just thought it was a good reminder how we can just deviate from a little bit from the track, and we can just go towards another direction. Especially in verse 12, it says, therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. And so I feel like, you know, Paul talks about the whole history of the Israelites and everything, and then he goes on to talking to us. And then he goes on to verse 13 where he says, no temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. And I know we do this as a GIC verse, and majority of us already know this verse, but it was very, it's almost a new lens when I read it again after so many years. And I felt like the Lord was highlighting it to me again. And how faithful he is, and how gracious he is, that in the midst of our temptation, in the midst of our failure, he already has a way out. You see, it's almost like, imagine you are in a house, and this house was on fire, yeah? there's so much smoke, you can't find your way, you can barely breathe, you can barely see, and you have no idea where the exit is. But when God is there, He makes sure that you see the exit. There's this glaring light, or there's a voice that's telling, hey, there's an exit in this house of fire. There's an exit. Get out, get out, get out. And He gives you an exit. He provides you a door. He provides you a way out in the midst of our own doings. It's a clear sign. And how many times do we think that when we are in a desperate situation, for instance, like being tempted, you know, for men, maybe, in, actually for both women and men, into looking and viewing pornography, or taking drugs or alcohol? What about fornication and adultery? Every time we go into this time of temptation, how many times do we feel that, oh, the exit is blocked. I can't see it. I don't know where it is. I can't find a way out. You know, or like you find the door. Oh, it's blocked on the other side. Yeah. By who? By the enemy. Is it? You know, we don't realize that actually, no, there is an exit. God did give us a way out. You know, I've heard so many times many people tell me, oh, you know, like they're in an ungodly relationship. And they would say, I have no choice. You don't understand. You know, and I'm not trying to condemn anyone, because I understand it could be difficult when you're in this place, when you're in the midst of a fire in a room where you can't see. But actually, God said He gave us a way. God provided an exit for us. And so we have a choice. We have a choice to push harder out of that door against the enemy and out of this place of temptation and choose God's exit. We need to run towards it. We need to run as hard as we can towards that exit. And then in verse 14, he says, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. And again, it's a word, flee, that caught my attention. Run away from it. Most of the time when you think of fleeing, it's usually to escape because there's a danger. And I just found it interesting how it was only idolatry that was highlighted when previously they talked about idolatry, you know, testing the Lord and what else, grumbling and acting immorally. I believe idolatry is a very, very big part of everything that leads up to it, that leads up to immoral, testing the Lord and grumbling and other things. You know, if we idolize intellect, then we're idolizing ourselves and our own ability, then we are not worshiping God, but worshiping ourselves. There is no God because we become God. If we idolize money, then we are serving not the Lord, but the God of money. If we idolize relationship or marriage, then there will be no intimacy with the Lord. There'll be intimacy with another human being, and ultimately can fail you. And yeah, and so I feel like, and these are just a few examples that came up in my mind with the word idolatry. And so I just felt like, wow, yeah, we need to run away from idolatry. I'm not sure what idolatry would mean to you. It may mean something different to me and to you, but I'm sure we can think of something that easily relates to us in relation to idolatry. And that may precisely be the instructions of the Lord saying, run, run away from it, flee from it. And then I think, wow, God, okay, it's interesting. How come you tell people to run away? You know, I always think that, you know, we're supposed to stand strong and face the giants and, you know, and fight. I believe that too. I believe there's a huge part of that. You know, Paul says, fight a good fight. You know, we are given the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. You know, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. So we have this authority, and that is part of the Lord giving us the ability to escape from the temptation. But at the same time, I was thinking, well, you know, if you are a wise person, a wise person in a situation of danger, they will run, right? So for instance, a wise man will probably not walk into a flame. They will probably not walk into a burning house. When they see fire, they will probably not touch it because it's not wise, right? You'll hurt yourself. A wise person will not jump into the pool or into the deep end if they know that they can't swim. So then I'm thinking, oh, if we go in this logic, then actually what it says in the word is very practical. And it's very good. It's very true. You know, this temptation, run away from it. Because don't think that we are stronger than who we are. We have to have sober judgment. And we need to know who we are. We need to really know that we're just human beings. And we are flawed. And that the Lord instructs us to run away from it. So I would like to just ask Mon to lead us into a time of worship. And just remember that our forefathers all did the same thing. They all ate from the same place. They all slept under the same cloud. They all experienced the same thing, yet some of them still fell. Yet some of them still tested the Lord. Yet some of them still committed immoral acts and became an adulterous people. And we are no better. You know, we may all be Christians. We may all be baptized. We may all receive the Holy Spirit within us. Yet we still sin. Yet we'll still think of things that are impure. Yet we still have our unholy or selfish ambitions. And these things may seem small when we think about it in our heads, but if we keep on ruminating in it, we keep on thinking about it, it will eventually lead to something big and something that may not be reversible if we become too stubborn. So yeah, let's take a moment to reflect on the fact that the Lord is so gracious and He's so faithful. He knows us. And that's why He provided a way out already in the midst of our temptation, in the midst of our struggle. He has an escape route. And escaping sometimes is not a cowardice thing to do. It is the right thing to do because it's the instruction of the Word of God to flee from it. Perhaps we can think about what idols we may have in our life and lift that up to the Lord. Or maybe come into a time of repentance if we've been depending on ourselves too much. And just to, lift this time up to the Lord and let it be pleasing to Him as we go into a time of worship.
You are my strength when I
Thank you, Lord, for, yeah, you are so worthy. Thank you, God, for always having our backs, always watching over us. Even before we are aware, you have already created an exit and an escape for us, God. Because, you know, that just proves that even in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our temptation, you are there with us. You don't let us to be, and, you know, it's not like you disappear from us, God. Even in our weakest times, in times where we just lost it, or our inhibition is low and we commit sin, whatever it may be, and we take the wrong path, God, you are there. And you guide us, you show us, you walk us, you hold our hands, and you strengthen us, you intercede for us in the midst of that, so that we will see there is an escape route that we can walk out of it. And you don't just leave us hanging. You lead us through the exit. You walk with us through the whole way, God. We thank you, God, for your love, for your grace, just for your faithfulness, your goodness, God, your never-ending love. So we just want to, yeah, give you thanks, give you honor, give you praise, the praise that you deserve, Jesus, because you are worthy. And we thank you, God. We would be a fool to give up on you, God. So, Lord, help us to continue to seek hard after you. Help us to continue to walk with you, God. Help us to continue to look unto you, our Father, so that we may draw our strength from you, God. We may be encouraged through you, God. We may know that you're here with us, that you empathize with us, you walk with us, you experience things with us, God. And allow us to really walk into the true meaning of being an overcomer, to become more than conquerors. We thank you, God. Help us to fight a good fight, Lord. Let us not lose focus, but to continue to fight and tarry through, knowing that the victory has been won already. The war has been won, and we're just claiming the victory, God. We thank you, Lord. Now let us go into a time of prayer. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for those who are suffering from cancer and or is going through chemo and radiation therapy or surgery. Let's lift up those of our family members or loved ones and friends who needs salvation through their healing in the midst of their sickness and illnesses. Let's lift them up and pray that the Lord would really move and bring forth salvation. Let's pray for those of in our community who may be suffering in various kinds of infirmities. Let's pray for the Lord's healing hand to be upon them. let's lift up those who are looking for jobs. Let's pray that the Lord will open doors in the right time. Let's go to a Friday focus. Let's pray for Japan and Pastor Sophia. Let's also lift up Cambodia with our missionary Grace and Oasis House, Pastor Jenny Yeo. Let's lift up the Missions Council. PCM, John Kang, Jomin Lee, Tim Tang, Deborah Pang, Ashley, Louis, Sally. Yeah, let's pray for them. Let's pray for the Lord to really give them wisdom when they gather together, that they will, there really will be a time of koinonia and downloading the heart, the missions heart of God for SP. Lift up our local outreach teams, Igape, Homi, SP Lights, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. Let's pray that they will continue to receive the fire from the Lord, that they may go out to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Let's pray for SP Fam, our foster and adoption ministry. Let's pray that there will be just so much love surrounding this ministry, and that it will seep into our church, and that there will be more people volunteering to love and to take care of the babies that have yet to receive that type of love. Let's pray for our Friday evening gatherings, SPU, SP Youth, IP, and GIC. Let's pray that they will really encounter the Lord tonight. Let's pray for Hong Kong, the current political situation, the government, the police force, the people of Hong Kong. Let's just pray that there will be peace and that there will be more people turning to God during this time. Let's lift up the Palu Indonesia mission trip. I think they left yesterday and they had a really intense travel schedule. So let's pray that they will regain strength and that, yeah, they will just run on God's fuel the next few days and to really touch hearts in Indonesia and change lives there. So let's lift up the team, lift up the trip, and pray for safety as well. Thank you for this morning where we can come before you today, Lord. Thank you for being here with us. May you continue to watch over us for the rest of our day as we lift it up to you, God. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please enjoy the rest of your day.